father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
It's great to be along with you for another edition of the show. We have a lot to sort out today as we get into everything that happened yesterday in sports, just yesterday, with what we're going to call here on the first part of this show, the world's longest sportscast. Technically, it's not the longest sportscast in the world, but it's going to feel like it because we're going to be able to go through everything. You know, I get about 3 minutes for sportscasts in the morning, so now I'm going to add about 17 minutes to that. What do you think about that? We're going to run it down right here. Of course, on KMOX yesterday, you had the St. Louis Billikens. We will hear that. We're going to hear from Josh Schertz on the show today. Yes, this is the home of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we'll hear from Chaim Bloom on the show today at 11:30, President of Baseball Operations. Yes, this is the home of Bernie Miklas, and we're going to hear from the Hall of Fame columnist on the way at 11:45. He's a member of the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame in various halls and credentials. He is Bernie, man. He's going to be with us at 11:45. The Hall of Fame broadcaster for Indiana University, Don Fisher. There's no one better than him in college sports. And the voice of the Hoosiers is going to join us at 11:15 to talk about our Indiana Hoosiers. He and I are among hundreds of thousands, millions actually, who are pulling for this team to win a national championship. They take on Miami on the 19th. Don Fisher with us at 11:15. And, of course, we'll talk some Blues. They were in the news yesterday. A lot going on. So we're going to get into all of it here right away, plus the U.S. Figure Skating Championships going on at Enterprise Center, and on it goes. Let me start with, actually, the Bears. I think that's what a lot of people are talking about today. Two things. One, that the Packers had an absolute collapse last night at Soldier Field. And two, that the Chicago Bears are still alive. The Bears were down 21-3 at halftime. The Bears were down 27-16 with was under 7 minutes to go. They score a touchdown and add a two-point conversion, which was key because it gave them an opportunity, if they were to score again, to go up by 4 points and force the Packers, who could not kick a field goal. McManus missed two of them, into having to score a touchdown to beat them. And it's exactly what happened. Down in this ball game, it was 27-24, and the Bears are driving again with Caleb Williams, and he has a chance to put the Bears on top. The call on Westwood One, Ryan Radke and Mike Golick.
First down and 10. Williams will line up in the shotgun. He's got Swift to his left. Three receivers out to the left side of the formation. Burden in short motion. Williams gets the snap. Four-man rush. Pumps to his left. Goes deep. Got a man open. It's Moore. He's got it. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Bears. Touchdown, Bears. DJ Moore. Caleb Williams with a strike. And the Bears have taken the lead with 1:43 to go. a 25-yard touchdown, and the Bears lead 30-27.
Carrington Valentine, the cornerback, got beat to the outside. Evan Williams, the safety, couldn't get over to help in time. DJ Moore, absolutely wide open. Caleb hits him in stride.
Now Cairo Santos for another big PAT. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick from Santos. It is good. And the Bears lead is 31-27 with 1:43 to go. Their first lead since it was 3-0. And the Chicago Bears, who six times during the regular season won a game when they trailed with less than 2 minutes to go, have taken the lead in their playoff opener.
This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yes, it is. But there is still time for the Packers. This Green Bay team, which failed in the second half to score more than 6 points, does have a chance here. Down by four, and Jordan Love, their quarterback, is moving down the field. He's moving the chains. He gets it down to the Chicago 28. And this is how it sounded on Westwood One.
Three receivers left, two right. Love gets the shotgun snap. He dropped it. Back to pass. Love in trouble. Spins out to his left. No time on the clock. Moving right. Steps up. Love looking. Still looking. He's going to throw it up to the end zone. Intercepted. No, it's dropped. It doesn't matter. The game is over. It's all over. The Chicago Bears, for the first time since 2010, have won a playoff game. The drought is over in the Windy City. Bears 31, Packers 27, and the Bears will host the divisional round next week. The Chicago Bears, down 21-3 at halftime, rally back and win it. The Bears will play on. The Packers are done.
Called by Ryan Radke on Westwood One, the Chicago Bears are moving on to the divisional round, and not only are they playing another playoff game, they're hosting another playoff game at Soldier Field in January. 31-27, Caleb Williams, terrific. Ben Johnson, under pressure, gets the great play calls out there to Williams and his receivers, and they make it happen. And Williams is a winner. What a quarterback, and what a team the Chicago Bears team is, with a horrendous defense in the first half. But they lock it down in the second half and find a way to win. This Bears team has some magic to it. And they win 31-27 over the Packers. As for Green Bay, a lot of speculation, a lot of anger right now among Packers fans, and some talk that it is possible the Packers could move on from their quarterback, their coach, Matt LaFleur. Green Bay has to make a decision here as to whether they're going to extend LaFleur or let him go. And Adam Schefter connected the dots today on ESPN, saying that John Harbaugh, who was recently fired by the Ravens, does have connections to Green Bay. The former president of the Packers, and there's a connection there. Mr. Harlan, his son Brian, is John Harbaugh's agent. You have Harbaugh owns property in Wisconsin, and there could very well be a change. We'll see if that does take place up at Green Bay for the Packers, or if LaFleur hangs on to the job. And by the way, LaFleur is not a bad coach. I mean, if he gets fired by the Packers, he'll move right up the list as one of the top candidates to land a job somewhere else in the NFL, because there are a lot of vacancies right now, as you know. The Rams beat Carolina. It was not supposed to be this close, but it came down to a final moment for Matthew Stafford, who is a clutch player. He has been a good quarterback in his career, and he connected with Colby Parkinson on a 19-yard touchdown with 43 seconds left in the game to come back and beat Carolina 34-31. Harrison Meavis, the thicker kicker, with the extra point to make it a three-point game, and then Carolina could not finish it off. They played valiantly but lost to the Rams 34-31, so L.A. survives. The top seeds will play the lowest seeded team remaining. So it's still unknown what those matchups look like. We've got to get through today and tomorrow's NFL playoff schedule first. Buffalo at Jacksonville today at noon. Scott Jago should be pacing in the newsroom at this point. The Bills fan is waiting to see what they're going to do at Jacksonville. We'll have our NFL picks at 11:05 for you. San Francisco at Philadelphia, that kicks off at 3:30. The Eagles have been very good at home throughout their postseason history, especially with this current regime, and they are the defending Super Bowl champions. The Chargers at New England, the new kids on the block, the New England Patriots. These are not your father's New England Patriots. This is the Mike Vrabel era, and the Patriots are led by Drake May, their outstanding quarterback, taking on Justin Herbert and the Chargers tonight in Foxborough. And then tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers, who is your father's quarterback, will be playing for the Steelers, taking on Houston, 7:15 kickoff on Monday Night Football in the playoffs, and then we will know everything that sorts out for the divisional round. We'll talk it over at 11:05. I'll give you my picks against the spread, of course, for the four games remaining in the playoffs. As I mentioned, Don Fisher, the voice of the Hoosiers, joins me coming up at 11:15 right after that to talk about the college football playoff national championship in Miami, the Miami Hurricanes, and the number one Indiana Hoosiers. Yesterday in Philadelphia, St. Louis University taking on LaSalle. I looked at this as a trap game after that emotional win over VCU, and LaSalle plays in that little gym. You really have to be careful here and make sure that nothing crazy happens to you. Well, something crazy did happen, and it happened on this play. Slew with an unbelievable player in Kellen Thames.
He brought in their seven-footer, by the way, stolen away by Thames. Does he keep it in bounds? Between the legs for Q to the lane. Screen by Thames. Layup Jones. What else can Kellen Thames do? The ball was going out of bounds. He fell out of bounds, flipped it back to midcourt between his legs.
But he did it beautifully. His legs, as he flew through the air like he was jumping over a hurdle, and he flipped the ball between his legs, Harlem Globetrotter style, to Quentin Jones for the layup. What a great call by Bob and Earl, and what a moment for the Billikens as they had the lead at that point, 33-22. It was 40-22 after this.
Here comes Kellen. He got hit. Scoops it to the corner. Sharma. Bang! Instant Sharma's going to get you.
Kellen doing a nice job of drawing the defense, not trying to take too much.
Yeah, Thames is involved in every play, it seems. He penetrates, kicks it out, he makes acrobatic saves, he throws down windmill dunks. He is the straw that stirs the drink for this Billikens team. I used to say that about Avila, but Avila is the star, he's the face. Thames is the X factor, the one that they didn't have last year. After all of his cramping issues, that was a big loss for them. Now you see him back, and he is an incredible athlete. You can't stop him when he's going downhill. You just can't. I mean, they have a real difficulty doing it. And if you try to stop some of these penetrating Billiken players, you're going to be left with Ravi Avila floating around the three.
Penetrates back to Robbie. Out on top. Bang! Robbie Avila!
6 foot guard doing a nice job drawing the defense, kicking it to the 6'10 center.
And the Billikens take a massive lead there, 56-38. They let LaSalle back into it a little bit, but they end up winning this game by 12. Final score was 84-72. With that win, the Billikens are now 15-1 overall and 3-0 in the A-10. They do have one issue, which we'll talk to Josh Schertz about here at the bottom of the hour, and that is fouls. They are fouling a lot. They've got to get that calmed down somehow. McCautry had 4, Avila had 4, Otieno had 4, Green had 3, Sharma had 3. They got to settle down on the fouls. The foul discrepancy is just a little much at this point. LaSalle shot 39 free throws to St. Louis's 22 attempts. LaSalle missed 13 free throws, though. They were 26 of 39, and the SLU was 16 of 22. Big difference there. The Billikens get the win, 84-72. Speaking of free throws, Missouri had trouble knocking theirs down. They were only 50% from the line last night. In a loss at Ole Miss, 76-69, St. Louis looks good and looks like the best team in the state to me. Mizzou, I thought, could have made a statement last night and said, do not forget about us. We're 3-0 in the SEC. Well, that didn't happen. They dropped one at Ole Miss by a final of 76-69. Illinois is the best team in the entire region. They're the 16th ranked team in the country, but they'll have their hands full today. 11 o'clock tip coming up here against Iowa. If you want to catch that one while you're listening to us, it'll be on Fox. We invite you to do that, of course. Illini and Iowa today at 11 o'clock. Elsewhere in college basketball yesterday, it was Morehead State beating SEMO 71-69. Arkansas Little Rock topped Lindenwood 82-74. Missouri State a win over Florida International 79-71. UIC beats Illinois State. Redbirds lose again in overtime 63-59. Meanwhile, the Blues, they fell at Vegas. Final score was 4-2 in that one. They also lost Philip Broberg. He got hit into the boards by Mark Stone in a moment that really ticked off Blues fans. They had just learned that Broberg had signed a six-year contract extension. And after that, he gets drilled by Stone, who has been a problem for a long time. The Blues fans, he is enemy number one over on that Vegas team. So Braden Schenn decided to drop the gloves and pummel Stone a little bit. Stone did not look very good after Schenn beat him up yesterday. So, you know, we're going to look at that a little further. We're going to wait until 10:45 to hear from Doug Armstrong and some of the players and Coach Jim Montgomery. But the Blues, after winning back-to-back games at home, go on the road and lose three in a row. I'll maintain something is not right with the Blues. Maybe they're just not good, but they just look extremely off to me. And I trace it all the way back to losing at the last second to Winnipeg. I just think that haunts the team. And, you know, they're going to come home and play back-to-back games here against Carolina and Tampa Bay. And I wish the best for the Blues, but they just don't seem like a team. The Colorado game is the one that did it for me. Just when you thought maybe they're starting to get some pieces back together, they didn't look like they belonged on the same ice, the same sheet of ice as the Colorado Avalanche. I mean, that was just embarrassing. Not to mention the Blackhawks scored a touchdown on them. Right now, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships going on at Enterprise Center, the final day. The Olympic team will be announced later today. We'll have all of that news on KMOX. And some big signings, one of them which has gone down and another one which is in the works, according to reports. Let's do the in the works one. And that would be that, according to multiple reports yesterday, St. Louis City SC is on the verge of signing a midfielder, and a good one, from the New York Red Bulls, Daniel Edelman, a 22-year-old who was the U.S. youth national team captain at the U-20 World Cup, and he is finalizing a deal with City, according to Tom Bogert, was the first that I saw with this report. The MLS insider also does a lot of work just in the soccer community with the U.S. men's national team, and that Edelman will be joining St. Louis City SC soon. No official word. St. Louis City SC, by the way, was in full attendance at the Herman Trophy Awards on Friday night. You had coach, you had sporting director, you had the front office. It was great to see everybody over there. Johan de May, you had Corey Ray, and you had so many others gathered there. It was nice to see the support they have for college soccer and the men's and women's winners on Friday night at the Missouri Athletic Club. The other signing would be Alex Bregman, who has agreed on a five-year, $175 million deal with the Chicago Cubs. And the third baseman, it's not official yet, but the free agent third baseman, it broke yesterday during the Bears game, actually, that Bregman was headed to the Cubs. We'll talk to Chaim Bloom on the way at 11:30 here on Sports on a Sunday morning. And we'll also get into a college basketball visit with Josh Schertz at 10:30. We're going to talk Blues at 10:45. NFL playoff picks at 11:05. Don Fisher, the voice of the Hoosiers, at 11:15. Chaim at 11:30. Bernie at 11:45. Big show. Hope you enjoyed the world's longest sportscast. We didn't even get into some other things. I know you're hankering for that NBA rundown and other stuff, but I can't do it all. But I will leave some hanging out there for later in the show. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Sports on a Sunday morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. A sad note yesterday, after all of the sports and all of the fun that was happening yesterday and the days before. Of course, my Indiana Hoosiers going to the national championship game and a lot of fun. My friends and I were quickly hit with the sobering news that one of our favorite musicians had passed away. Bob Weir, one of the founding members of the Grateful Dead, passed away at the age of 78. Bobby was not only an influence to all of us musically, but he was someone that was famously a sports fan in the Bay Area. And I thought that, you know, a lot of things I thought very highly of Bob. After Jerry Garcia passed away in the 90s, Bob took over the Grateful Dead. And while a lot of people, you know, I think, thought of the Dead as Jerry Garcia's band, Bob was able to keep it moving in a new direction to where I feel like generations of fans who weren't alive when Jerry was alive are Grateful Dead fans, in part because of Bob's energy towards keeping that band going and bringing together new people to play their music. But I go back to him being a sports fan, and I always enjoyed the TV shots, the fan shots of seeing Bob there, or if he was on the field singing the national anthem or what have you out in the Bay Area. Big 49ers fan, big Giants fan. SportsCenter did a really good job, I thought, this morning on the life of Bob Weir.
Weir, guitarist, singer, and founding member of the Grateful Dead, has died at age 78. In a statement, his family said Weir had beaten cancer but succumbed to underlying lung issues. Weir joined the band in 1965 at just 17 years old.
Trev, the Dead were known as the kings of psychedelic rock, selling millions of records, entertaining maybe the most dedicated fans of music at concert worldwide for decades. Weir was a passionate sports fan known for following San Francisco teams. He called himself, quote, a pathological fan of the 49ers. He said it started during childhood. Weir often wore Niners gear on stage, was a regular on the sideline at big games. In 2014, Weir compared his music to the 49ers dynasties.
I love playing in bands. Everybody has to feel each other and work with each other and improvise as one. Any of the other greats in 49er history had something of that quality. They loved the game for what football is. It's such a complex sport. You need your buddies to do exactly what you know they're going to do. You have to improvise in a way that your other guys are going to understand it and be able to intuit what you're going to be doing. And that's what makes greatness. And the 49ers were able to achieve that. That's when football gets really good. It's glorious to watch.
49ers tight end George Kittle, on the eve of playing the Eagles in Philadelphia, on his IG story posted a picture of Bob with a broken heart emoji. Weir's from the Bay Area, but on the East Coast, he was honored by the Empire State Building, donning tie-dye colored lights in honor of Bob. Weir survived by his wife, Natasha, and their daughters, Monet and Chloe. Bob Weir, dead at age 78.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply. And I'm good
as gone again. Really nice job there by SportsCenter on the life of Bob Weir. We will take a break. When we come back, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, Josh Schertz, on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Let's get right into it with the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens. Our Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri, and we welcome back into the show the head coach at SLU, Josh Schertz. Coach, great to have you. Congrats on the win over LaSalle, 84-72.
Appreciate it, Tom. Happy to be on. We're getting ready to hopefully fly back. I had some mechanical issues yesterday, so we're here in Philly still, but planning on getting on back to the Lou here soon.
I appreciate that update and safe travels as you finish out on the East Coast there. You beat LaSalle. Might not have been your prettiest game, but you know what? In the end, the scoreboard shows 84-72. And I'll tell you, let me start with something that was very pretty. Have you seen SportsCenter yet? They put Kellen Thames in the SportsCenter top 10. What a ridiculous Harlem Globetrotters save to get Quentin Jones for the layup.
Yeah, how about that? I don't know. I was shocked it wasn't number one. That was about as impressive a play as I've seen. I mean, to be on the full run, get the deflection, full run, jump in the air, go between the legs, and throw a dot to Quentin Jones, led us to a transition layup. So, it was a remarkable play. And I the first half, you go back, you watch the game, and you know, I didn't think our defense was awesome in the first half. In the first 5 or 6 minutes, I thought from there, it was really, really good. I mean, you walk out of the first half, they're shooting 24%, and they have 24 points. And I thought we did a really good job. We had a stretch offensively. I thought we weren't great, first 8-10 minutes, and I thought we really got humming in transition and our movement in the half court and played with some purpose for us. Second half, I thought our offense was good to start. 12, 13 minutes, and we're up 24. And then I thought our defense the whole second half was bad. Down the stretch, last 7 minutes, we were pretty poor on both ends. But, you know, as you said, I mean, this LaSalle team's a team that, you know, plays really hard. They're athletic. They have good players. They're well coached. They have an identity. They're a team that, you know, George Mason came in here, and, you know, LaSalle led for 37 minutes. They had the lead in the final 2.5 minutes. You know, they went to G-Dub had a lead with 10 minutes to go at their place. And so it's a good team. It's a good win. But certainly we want to play to a standard for the entire, 40 minutes and have accountability to that. And regardless of, score. And I thought we were sloppy second half, certainly defensively the whole half, and last 7 minutes offensively.
Well, no question, when you play an A-10 team, you have to play a full 40 minutes no matter who it is. And against you. I mean, if you're going to beat St. Louis University, you better be ready to go for 40 because your team can score in bunches. To flip on to the offensive side, I mean, you had a 20-point lead at halftime, a 19-4 spurt, as you mentioned, locking down defensively, just one field goal for LaSalle over the final 5 minutes of the opening frame. I mean, that is just remarkable. Yep. And I thought Quentin was a big part of that. I mean, a Q with a pair of big baskets, then that three by Sharma. That was a fun spurt.
Yeah, when we get our when we're engaged, and I mean, I don't want to make it like, I mean, look, we're second in the country in effective field goal defense, and we're second in the country in effective field goal offense. So it's not like, we're pretty good on both ends. But the defense triggers the offense. And in that segment, I mean, it was, our defense and our rebounding. Now we're out in transition. I thought, we talked about the play with Kellen. We had a great, spray ahead and throw across to Eshawn. Got the ball downhill in transition. But it all started with our defense. I thought in that segment, we were elite defensively. We really were. We were, LaSalle's a big paint team. I thought we kept them out of the paint. I thought we did a great job of closing off possessions. And in that spurt, I thought we were about as we were elite on both ends of the floor, which is what we're trying to play to, is get to our identity offensively, our identity defensively, and as much of the 40 minutes as we can get to. And, you know, and that stretch, we certainly were to that, and that's where the game opened up. You know, Brady Dunlap, a couple big shots. We offensive rebounded. You know, there's a number of things in that stretch. I thought we did at a much higher level than we did in the second half.
When you look at the fouls, what concerns you there? I mean, here we are with 26 of 39 at the line for LaSalle and 16 of 22 for St. Louis. I mean, that's a big difference there. Are you concerned about that, and how do you analyze it?
Yeah, you know, you're gravely concerned about it. You know, because really the 39 to 22, I mean, one of their, you know, two of our free throws were a technical foul on them. So it wasn't a foul. You know, it was just a technical foul on them. So really, you know, if you're looking at free throws inside the game, it was, you know, it was 39 to 20. So they basically doubled us in free throws. And, you know, and then VCU, I mean, it finished 24 to 16, but they fouled us three times in the last 90 seconds to, you know, because we were up, they were trying to foul to get back in the game. And so really in the guts of that game, it was 24 to 10. And the same thing was true at St. Joe's at home. So, yeah, you know, it's an unsustainable, you know, way to play. I mean, I've got to look at it from, you know, how much of those are we fouling? I've done this a long time. I've never seen, you know, such a disparity in free throws. But three games in, I think it's, you know, 87-49. And again, out of those 49, you know, six are late against VCU and two are on a technical foul against LaSalle. So it's really, you know, 87-41. And you know, I've got to figure it out. We've got to obviously try to do our part, which is play without, you know, fouling. We certainly got to be better at getting fouled. I feel like we're driving it. I feel like in all three games, we've, you know, been the more forceful team. If you look at, you know, points in the paint, we've kind of dominated that in all three games inside the league. And, you know, in the 13 games we played prior to going in the league, it wasn't an issue. So I don't know if it's changed. We're fouling more, if, you know, and we're getting fouled less or, but, you know, it's something we're looking at. I'm certainly trying to talk to, you know, the people, you know, in the A-10 office about, you know, what we need to do on our end. And certainly, you know, see if, you know, why we're not getting fouls when we're driving and there's contact, and why we are getting called for fouls. And again, what can we do to clean it up on our end? What can we do to be, you know, and get foul calls on the other end? And then, you know, again, I just, you know, usually, you know, it's not, you know, but normally the fouls are usually free throws, usually close to even or in the ballpark to even most games. You know, where you have three games in a row where there's a massive disparity. You know, it's certainly a cause for concern, not something that's sustainable for us to keep winning if we're going to give up, you know, 15 to 20 more free throws every single game than our opponent.
Josh Schertz, last thing is you have a game on Wednesday night against Fordham. Look at Fordham. I mean, what did we just say about the A-10? You can't sleep any time. I mean, St. Bonaventure is considered to be an upper-level team in the league, and they get beat at home by Fordham, 81-77 yesterday. Here we go with a huge game at Chaffetz on Wednesday, and I bet you'd love to see a big crowd like you had on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, absolutely. Fordham, you know, Mike's done a really good job there. He's a great coach. They've got really good team. He's done a wonderful job with them. And so they were close. You know, they went into Dayton. I think they lost by five or six at Dayton, and then they go into St. Bonaventure, get a big win, and they'll be coming here certainly, you know, flying with confidence. And so, yes, you know, excited to get back home. Would love to see our crowd, you know, rocking. When, like I said, when Chaffetz is going, I've been at VCU. I've been at Dayton. I'd put Chaffetz up there at the top of the list of any venue in the league. When it's full in terms of the acoustics and how loud the fans are and the energy they provide. So, you know, big time home court advantage. You know, it's a great time to have it here as we get into the, you know, the depths of conference play. So hopefully fans come out and support it. I do think Fordham's got a really good team. I think Mike does a good job with them. It'll be a really challenging game. As you said, every game in this league, you know, is conference play is just unique, you know, and so we'll have to be ready. Looking forward to getting home. Guys have a day off today, and then we'll get prepped starting on Monday here for a really good team.
Yeah, it should be fun. I think at the end of the season, when you have your end of the season Billiken highlight reel, there should be an interlude of just Thames. Just Thames, yeah. Just doing crazy stuff, you know?
Every game, there's at least one, usually more than one, but every game there's at least one crazy Kellen Thames play that he does that, you know, nobody else in, you know, nobody else can make. I don't know anybody else in college basketball that can do some of the things that he does. And certainly we're lucky to have him. We know that, and he's been a huge part of this run. And if we're going to do what we hope to do, he's going to be a big part of spearheading that.
Enjoy the conversation as always, Coach. We'll see you Wednesday.
Sounds good, Tom. See you Wednesday. Take care.
Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, with us. Our visit sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We'll check in with the St. Louis Blues when we come back. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you with our producer, Drew Young. I am Tom Ackerman. We have now a little discussion going down about hockey, and coming up next hour, we will dive into all kinds of stuff, including the NFL playoffs. We'll go back into that. The games yesterday were crazy, and there will be some more today, including three big ones that I will pick at 11:05 and one tomorrow night as well. So I'm going to do all four of those. Then at 11:15, Don Fisher, the voice of the Indiana Hoosiers, will be with us back on the show again as Indiana takes on Miami in the national championship on the 19th. At 11:30, Cardinals president of baseball operations Chaim Bloom and Bernie Miklas at 11:45. That's a pretty good hour, I got to say. Now, the Blues late last night, played Vegas, and they lost the contest. Final score was 4-2, but I think of bigger concern even than that is the loss of Philip Broberg. Not sure yet how long he's going to be out, but he was hit by Mark Stone. Stone then was beaten up by Braden Schenn in a fight in that first period, but it was very early in the game where Broberg, who had just inked a six-year contract extension with the Blues for $48 million, was hit by Stone into the boards and left the game. Here is Coach Jim Montgomery.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, to lose Broberg. I mean, really excited to play. The team was excited for him after announcing his extension, you know, and unfortunately he got injured there. We had to go down to 5D in 3 and 4 nights.
How is he?
He's doing all right. You know, we'll have to see day by day here, see how he responds tomorrow.
Last night, Snuggerud takes a tough hit. Schenner sticks up for him. Tonight, it's Broberg. Schenner sticks up for him. Just, I mean, what more can you say about the leadership Schenner brings to your group?
Well, he's just an incredible teammate. You know, he wears the C for a reason here. You know, it's special to have someone like that on your team that is always going to do the right thing for his teammates.
Why do you think the momentum shifted to them after you guys got an early lead? Or did it?
No, it did. I think, you know, the last 10 minutes of the first period, the territorial advantage, we had trouble getting out our end, and it felt like the entire second period was in our end.
Did you see enough urgency after you fell behind?
Yeah, I thought that in the third period, I thought we pushed. We didn't generate enough shots. We're passing up too many shots. But, you know, we did push. We had the opportunity with the pulled goalie. Unfortunately, we didn't execute, and they were able to end the game.
You wanted to see your special teams improve. Tonight you get a power play goal. You didn't give any up. Do you feel like there was some movement in that area?
I do. I thought the power play was good. You know, like I thought we looked crisp. We looked cleaner. It's a step in the right direction.
And last one, you had some good stretches of hockey on this trip. You said that about the other games, but it didn't result in wins. Just how do you kind of keep your head up and keep the boys moving to get the momentum you need?
No, I mean, this is a tough league, and you just got to keep improving daily, and you got to keep working at it together. And the only way out of it is to do it together, and that's what we'll just keep on working on.
That's Jim Montgomery, Blues coach. He said right there that Broberg was, quote, doing all right. We'll have to see how he responds tomorrow, so we hope to get some positive news from the Blues on that. Broberg, they're calling it an upper body injury. He was skating along the boards. Mark Stone, who's been known to do this, hits him into the boards just 1:35 into the first period. Broberg did not return to the game. Braden Schenn, as I mentioned, threw down with Stone after the game. Montgomery with his comments, and Broberg was in the news earlier in the day with a six-year, $48 million extension. Here is GM Doug Armstrong.
It's exciting to have him here for this year, plus six more. That basically takes him right through the meat of his prime years. And you know, he's been one of the few bright lights in a season that hasn't gone anywhere near the way we expected. He's a player that I think on the back end we can build around. He touches right now, you know, our penalty kill, our five on five play, getting incorporated a little bit more into the power play now, which I think he will take a bigger chunk of that as time moves on. So a cornerstone player on the back end that it's nice to have in the fold. And he and I had a good conversation this staff that, you know, he's held up his end of the bargain, and now it's up to the management to hold up their end of the bargain and put a team around him that can have success.
Doug, it's Matt. Just when you look at Phillips' year last year, obviously it was a breakout year for him. But this year, when you look at what he's done, has this year really been the year that has opened your eyes to him being a cornerstone on the back end?
Yeah, I think last year we were obviously very pleased, you know, coming into a difficult situation with the offer sheet and the pressure that went with that. I thought he handled it well. And quite honestly, we wanted to take the first half of the season to allow, you know, a more normal path for him this year to see where his game was at and where we think it's trending towards. And I've been very impressed with his game. I'm very, very impressed with his demeanor, quite honestly, as much as his game. As things go awry with this year, he's one of the few people that just is able to come in every day and do the task at hand and do it at a high level.
Doug, when you guys made the offer sheet, obviously you liked his future. You know, he's just done a remarkable job as a shutdown guy, playing the minutes and, you know, the stick. And like, did you know he had that kind of ability and that it would come as quickly as it has?
Well, I think his draft position was indicative of how he was perceived, you know, that year. And I think that, you know, I know we thought he was going to be a very good player, whether he was going to be a one, a two, three, or a four. He's certainly into that, at worst, a 2-3 now, and trending towards a one. That power play will help that, you know, change that narrative to a definite one. But a player that we use in very difficult situations, defensive zone starts, you know, closing out games when we have a lead, playing against other teams' top players. So he's a, you know, I'm not surprised that with what he's doing now. And I do think, too, it's an indication.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That developing is not a rocket ship, but it takes layers. And you know, I got to give the Oilers credit. You know, they brought him along at a pace that was good for him. And now his foundation is so strong now. And I think that's partly due to how he was brought in through proper development. And so I really believe that he's got staying power now because of his foundation.
Blues GM Doug Armstrong on the extension for defenseman Philip Broberg, 6 years, $48 million. And you can hear them talking about the value of Broberg. That's why this injury hurts them so much, an upper body injury, that they're going to try to figure out his status and give some news on that moving forward. The Blues also are having their induction ceremony tomorrow night at the Missouri Athletic Club, the Blues Hall of Fame. They're going to induct Al Arbor, Barrett Jackman, and Alexander Steen. Steen, a member of the Stanley Cup winners in 2019. He is the GM in waiting for Doug Armstrong. 12 seasons with the Blues. 12 seasons. And ranks among the all-time leaders in games played, goals, and points. He was a longtime assistant captain. Barrett Jackman was also an assistant captain for 9 seasons, 13 total in St. Louis, 803 games, the most by any defenseman in franchise history. You talk about two warriors right there in Steen and Jackman. Jackman was the top rookie in the NHL, the Calder Trophy winner in 2003, and just had a fantastic career and stays with the Blues now as their director of alumni. And Al Arbor, who was part of the original Blues, who won the conference and went on to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row. He later served as the team's head coach, and he actually went on to become one of the great coaches in hockey history, won 4 consecutive Stanley Cups with the Islanders. He's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, and Al Arbor, a foundational figure for the Blues, is now part of their Blues Hall of Fame. That induction ceremony will take place tomorrow night at the Missouri Athletic Club, and it will include Kelly Chase. He is going to receive the True Blue Award, and what a special individual he is. Just one of the great people, a radio analyst, beloved voice, ambassador for the organization, one of the toughest St. Louis Blues ever, and that fight continues as he has battled cancer, and we are all behind Kelly Chase. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our 11 o'clock hour is going to be fun. We're going to do NFL playoff picks. Don Fisher, the voice of the Hoosiers, Chaim Bloom of the Cardinals, Bernie Miklas, all next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.